is on the pasuk Zecher Hashem Ahoyelanu. It follows an interesting pattern where it speaks about different times in Chal Yisrael when Chal Yisrael was good, and how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu take Chal Yisrael and give him over to terrible people. And then it has, each one has a different form of dibur. V'chein bitinu, v'chein dibarnu, v'chein v'koinanu, v'chein chivinu, Zecher Hashem Ahoyelanu. So I'd like a little bit to think a little bit about the kavana of the kin over here. The Al Shachar says, when he speaks about Zecher Hashem Ahoyelanu, pshat nepasik. So when a person speaks, he says be'erach this, I'm rephrasing a little bit, but be'erach, this is the nekuda that he says. When we speak about an event that happens to us, we speak about makoralonu, pogalonu. We speak about an event in shooting. So if a person, if a person falls down and he breaks something, hasrom, or he has something or other, the person speaks about having a tzara before him. And that's one type of misfortune where the person has something that happened to him. So let's say a person, for instance, he was well-to-do, and now he lost his money, so he has a problem. He can't afford this, he can't afford this, he can't afford that. Those are all things that are particular problems. If a person becomes an ani, and his whole mitzias was ashirus, the person's persona was an asher, and now he's an ani. I know somebody, Lo Aleinu, who was a brilliant person, a person who knew everything, incredible person. Lo Aleinu suffered a stroke, not at an old age, and forgot everything. The person, it's not the pshat, he's missing something. The person is nevach, he hasn't walked out of his dalamas in years because he's not the same person. Who am I? When a person has something that's his identity, and then the person loses it, then the devastation, not just that I'm missing the knowledge. So if a person remembered an important number, and he forgot it, so he's missing whatever that number could give him, he's missing that password, that number. So that's a particular problem. But when a person's identity has become devastated, and his whole mitzias was something, and now he's not, then the person doesn't really have an existence. Klal Yisrael's existence is Am Hashem. Asher b'choyes poer. So when we walk around, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha l'toiv was that we would express Am Hashem. We would express Am Nifchar. We would express Asher b'choyes poer. That's who we are. And we are Kadosh Baruch Hu's mouthpiece in the world, Kavi Yachol. We give the Dvar Hashem, Atem Edai. We are the Ruach Memal of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's who we are. And when Kadosh Baruch Hu goes and he makes us the Lag and the Kelas to the Goyim, and instead of being the Am HaNifcher who proclaims what it is to be Am Hashem, we become the garbage. We live in a bubble because perhaps it's the first time in who knows how many centuries, if ever, that there was at least a Hava Minit that were considered humans of equal nature, the people around us. But go back, and not so long ago, and we were forever considered the garbage of humanity. There are many still considered, except that they don't say it today. That's the only difference. But that's who we were. And to walk around all day long, and you know that you're a prince, and you know, and everyone else looks at you as garbage, as dregs, then who are you? It's a lot more devastating than a particular point that we lost. We lost ourselves. Mehoyelonu. What happened to ourselves? our metzias, our havaya, our metzias is missing. And that's why we tried with every kli dibur. We used to proclaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our shir, with our zishpachas, with our dibur, with our havaya. We would, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouthpiece in the bria. And we went from being that to being the moshel and shnina. It's putting a finger on a certain devastation that we not only lost many things, we lost of ourselves. That's the Zechor Hashem, Mechoyelon.